are some really important, really pivotal pieces to this puzzle. There can't be one that's more important than Mitch Keller. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. Happy opening day from Miami. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, well, not today. It's opening day. Pirates versus Marlins, 4:10 p.m. at Lone Depot Park. I spent the day there yesterday as the team had its pre-opener annual workout. It's a light thing. It's just to make sure that they stay in the, I guess you could call it the swing of things, since most of it's a batting practice. And the mood, if I had to generalize it, is one of quiet confidence. Anytime I asked any individual about this facet or that facet of the team, they'd come back with pointing to somebody over here or somebody over there. Well, the guy who's taking the ball today, he might not be their best player. He might not be the guy you could see carrying them to the promised land, if only because Mitch Keller's coming off a remarkable season unto itself, and it clearly wasn't enough for the collective. But when you think about the composition of this team, when you think about what the clear shortcoming is, I think we'd all agree that would be the rotation. Maybe that'll change. Maybe Jared Jones and then Paul Skenes will come along and make it some sort of shining strength. In the moment, though, it's got to be about Mitch. He has to come along every fifth day and be not just a starter, but also maybe at times a stopper. This was the conversation he and I had in the dugout yesterday.
Mitch, what's next for you? You've always been a guy that's evolved, sometimes in mid-season, sometimes in mid-series. What's next for you?
You're good. Sorry,
I don't know if there's really what's next, just kind of building on, you know, what we've kind of grown on here. So, really just trying to get better at every little thing and, just really trying to take it for a full season.
What are your expectations?
To win. Honestly, I don't really care about personal stats. I just want to win the game whenever I pitch in it. If we win, it's great. I mean, that's all I care about.
Do you feel like you learned something about maintenance and durability from last season? Yeah, not that you had a problem with it before. You know what I'm saying, though. There's a certain way that you have to carry yourself to get to all those innings.
Yeah, definitely learning a lot of learning things last year. Hopefully you can take it into this year and kind of get better at, you know, whatever it may be, recovery, in between starts, whatever it is. So, yeah, just kind of knowing how you're feeling week to week and using that as an advantage and knowing what happened last, like how we did last year and how I was feeling start to start, just kind of iron that up and get it to be perfect.
He can improve. He can get better. Not so much with the innings count and the number of starts, as you heard me reference with him there. That's not really feasible. In modern baseball, if you get your team 200 strikeouts, you know, 200 innings, 30 to 32 starts, you've more than maxed out. That's rare air in 2024. What you can see, he can have a little bit of a lower ERA than the 4.1 that he had last season and that kind of stuff. But it's more to me as if he's reached the stage of his career where the very best thing he can contribute is just to be the very best version of himself every fifth day. There's immense value just within that, where you basically become, ace gets thrown around a little too lightly. There aren't many true aces in baseball. There aren't many Justin Verlanders out there. But what you can be is the rock of the rotation. You can be the stable one. You can be the one that when they see your name, that you're going to pitch that day, there's a little bit of a sigh of relief. Like, oh, okay, well, everything's all right. Mitch is going today. And the way I see this rotation shaping up, and I mean this purely in the most optimal possible sense, is that you'll get a professional start out of Martin Perez, who had a pretty nice spring. You'll get, I don't want to do this on opening day, but I really don't know what to expect from Marco Gonzalez. I don't, including health. There just aren't many pitchers that bounce back from nerve injuries. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously wishing the best. Pretty nice dude. But from there, man, you know, everyone's all stoked about Jared Jones, and I get that. And everyone's going to be understandably over the top stoked about Paul Skeens. But like, what about Luis Ortiz? That's another one that comes into the mix. You know, Luis walked past me yesterday while I was against the dugout railing watching batting practice. Just a reminder, he's just monstrously huge, you know? Not like I didn't know this before, obviously, but just rekindling that imagery of what it must be like for a hitter facing someone who's that big and who's throwing with that type of stuff in a seemingly effortless manner. Like, Luis doesn't look like he has to rear back and let it all go to get to 98 or 99. You know what I mean? He can put his sinker up there at that speed. There has to be more. There has to be other guys that jump into this. But those guys very much need that guy at the front. When we come back, J1Q.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Today's J1Q comes from JD, who says, DK, what's a reasonable goal for this year? You've mentioned being over 500. Was 20-8 a mirage last season? Will we ever see another Pirates team do something like that? How about if they came through the first 28 games of this year at, I don't know, 16-12 or something like that? I'd be ecstatic. Just play solid early, get comfortable, play a little bit better as the season goes along. And if we catch lightning in a bottle with a couple of young players, I can't let myself go that far. That's good stuff, JD. I'm going to guess that you summed up how a lot of people are feeling in the moment about this team and the season that's ahead. My own expectation for this team, well, I mean, first off, their expectations, their stated expectations repeatedly to the point that I'm sure it's being cited again and again around the clubhouse, is that they expect to make the playoffs. They feel that they have that kind of roster, that they have that kind of capability. I am nowhere near the realm of predicting any such thing, nor expecting any such thing. But I do feel that it's reasonable to expect significant and meaningful progress. What I'm trying to stress when I say that is, don't just tell me that Ryan Borucki got better. You know, tell me that Jared Jones and Paul Skeens got better. Tell me that Henry Davis became an everyday catcher. Tell me that Jared Triolo or Leiver Peguero really set themselves up long term. Not from a developmental standpoint, but from a competitive standpoint, from an immediate standpoint. It is year five for these guys. It's year five for the front office. It's year five for the field manager and most of his coaching staff. That's got to turn into something that's real, that's tangible. And this is the year that that has to happen. You can't be taking some sort of grand backward step And there's going to be things that go wrong. There's going to be big time things that go wrong. That's the nature of any baseball season. That's going to include injuries. It's going to include losing a big swath of production that you expected to have from this guy or that guy. And that's when this team's depth is going to get exposed. And that's usually when teams with low payrolls really take the hardest hits. But if you're one of those people who, you know, looks at opening day as the big rosy, let's all fantasize and dream and picture some version of Happy Land in October. You know what? If you can't do it today, you're not going to be able to do it at all. So give it a shot. You have between now and 4:10 p.m. to think whatever it is that you want to think about this team. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates throughout the offseason. From here, theoretically, it gets fun, right? We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.